Brilliant. That's a way to start us off today. Okay, I'm going to talk the next couple of weeks, next 3 weeks, me and Naomi, we're going to talk, I'm going to hit an issue for us, all of us. We're going to start off originally just looking at family life. And then my wife said, well, not everyone's got family and everyone's got commitments and issues. And a lot of us, we live in this place where we got work, we got family, we got college work, uni work, maybe you've got commitments, we got God. And then this year's theme of expanding your tent, you look to yourselves and you go, but Pastor Jim, if I expand any further, I'm going to snap and I'm going to explode because I can't quite fit everything else in. Does anyone feel like that sometimes? I was speaking to a guy the other day. He's retired. He came up to me. He went, Jim, he said, I thought retirement is supposed to be calming down and slowing down. He says, I'm busier than ever now at 71 than I ever was before. And we feel that way. But you know, there was a story of two ladies. One of them was Jane and one of them was Jean. And Jane was this extrovert who went around and she went to every party. She seemed to have so many friends. Everything was going well. Her marriage was absolutely perfect. Her job was perfect. Everything was fantastic for Jane. And then you had Jean. And Jean looked at Jane and she was like, I really want to be like Jane. She said she tried her hardest. She kept trying to rush to different things to try and meet with friends. But she was just exhausted. And then she went, the more she tried to do, the more her family life felt like it was failing. The more her house was the biggest mess in the world. And she kept trying her hardest. She kept trying her hardest. And she says, I just wish I could be like Jane. Has anyone ever felt like that before? You look at someone else, you say, I wish I could be like them. So one day, Jean eventually gets it together. And she goes, you know what? I need to get myself sorted. She goes, my life is a big mess. She goes, I need to go to counseling. So she turns up to the counselor and she spends her first session in counseling and therapy. And she has this long chat and she's speaking to a counselor. And the counselor says, why are you here? She goes, because I want to be more like my friend Jane. I want to have everything together. I want to be perfect like her. As Jean comes out of the counseling room, who should be waiting in the waiting room but Jane? She said, Jane, what are you doing here? And Jane says, well, I'm down to 3 times a week coming and seeing the counselor now, but I'm hoping to whittle it down even further. She goes, I couldn't exist without it. It's not an advert for counseling. It's an advert that sometimes we look at everyone else, we think they've got it all together, but actually they're struggling just as much to juggle everything as we're struggling to juggle things. Just as hard to put things together. You know, it's really hard for us when we've got family, we have work, we have friends, and we have faith. And I'm sure we've all had the thoughts, if only I could be a better friend, if only I could be there to help my friends, if only I could be a better parent, if only I could be a better employee, if only I had more time, if only I could serve God more, if only, if only, if only. And those questions sort of run through us quite regularly, friend. We look at other people and we see how amazing they are. We look at other people's houses and they're absolutely spotless and they're absolutely perfect. And we look at other people with jobs and we say, if only I had that job, it would be absolutely amazing. And we can compare ourselves. And then we come to church and the pastor starts talking about ideas this year about stretching ourselves, enlarging ourselves. And we just look at it and go, oh no, no way. I haven't got the capacity anymore. Life just feels like I'm racing around. If I was someone different, I could do everything. I could fit something in. Do you know what really impacted me a few years ago? Someone said this. They said, Elon Musk and Bill Gates have exactly the same amount of hours per week as you have. All your friends have exactly the same amount of hours per week as you have. Isn't that crazy? And sometimes we feel we haven't got enough time. And today I just want us to look at how can we serve God in the place where we're at the moment, in the place that we're at, because all of us are at different places in our lives. All of us are of different struggles in our lives. And I want to just have some reflections that I've maybe picked up the last few years about just things of refocusing myself when I feel overwhelmed, when I think there's no more capacity in me. What are some of the questions I've got from the Bible about how maybe I can increase some capacity? Not just capacity to do more, but to spend more time with God. Capacity to grow my faith, to grow my family life as well. And you know what? I'm one of those guys who, in our family, we really do feel the pressure sometimes. So me and Naomi have both got jobs. If you're a pastor and you're a Senko, your job, the Senko special needs teacher, your job doesn't finish at 5 o'clock. You know, some people clock off at 5 and they're going, I'm done. Both of us, we come home and we're like, oh my goodness, we've got this and this to do. And then we've got to try and negotiate children. How are we going to get the kids to different things? And sometimes it feels like a military operation. And then we've got our friends and our family who want to spend time with us. And they go, when are you free? And you're like, oh my goodness, don't ask me that question. And it goes through. And especially if you're introverted like me and Naomi, the way that you get your energy back is by spending time by yourself. And if you're an introvert and you go out with loads of people, sometimes you're just exhausted from conversations. So how do we navigate this? How do we start to work our way through some of this stuff? And next week, Naomi's going to share a bit more about this as well. But if you're following in your Bibles, can we turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3? And the first question we're going to ask ourselves is this, is what season are you in? Can you say to the person next to you, what season are you in? What season are you in? So we're going to flick to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Verses 1 to 12. It feels a bit warm at the moment. I know this is the first day this week I've been out of shorts, okay? Because I thought for church I won't scare you guys away. But it's been a lovely season. So we're going to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, a very famous passage. And we're going to explore today, what season are we in? And it says this, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear down and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in their toil. This is a gift of God. We don't tend to do seasons as well in the UK anymore. As we've moved to sort of a globalized world, and what I mean by this is our fruit and veg, etc., we can get whatever we want, whenever we want it. Have you noticed that? It used to be a time when you had to sort of get things at the right time. You knew different harvests would come in. You knew different ingredients would be in at different times. So you're cooking those sort of ways too. And I'm a farmer's kid, so we knew at different times of the year, we had different things. And we knew different veg grew. And since we've sort of gone globalized, we always seem to have whatever we want, whenever we want it. So I remember the excitement. Is anyone like asparagus here? Love asparagus. And I remember the day, it wasn't that long ago. For some of you now, this really freaks me out because a lot of people are younger than me now. I remember 20 years ago, okay, 25 years ago, when some of you weren't even born, it makes me sick. Okay, this, we used to go, and wherever we wanted asparagus, we used to have asparagus was the May season. Especially in Hereford and Worcester were the biggest producers. That's when you had asparagus, wasn't it? You never had it all year round. Now I go to the shops and it's always in the shops. It's there all the time, but at one stage you knew for 2 weeks you would gorge on asparagus. You'd have asparagus for every single dinner because that was the season of asparagus. And the problem is in life, is that life is not like how we live now, where we can go and get whatever we want from the supermarket at a time. Our life goes through seasons. We have different seasons in our walk and our life. And in the Bible, it recognizes that there are different seasons. So in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 5, it says this. If a man is recently married, he must not be sent to war or have any other duty laid on him. For 1 year he is free to stay at home and to bring happiness to his wife, the wife that he's married. And the Bible's basically saying that, you know, when a guy gets married, a couple gets married, they need to have time together. Why? Because it's a new season in their life, and therefore different things apply to them. Then if you read the Levitical rules, you've got rules of seasons in women's lives as well, when they give birth. And it goes through the big encouragement about when a woman gives birth, how much time she's got to be left. My wife looks at Leviticus, especially Leviticus chapter 12, after the child's woman's given birth and the cleanliness rules. She said, that is God being compassionate. I said, what do you mean? She goes, the one time you don't want loads of people visiting you quite often is after you give birth. This is God saying, back off the woman and give her some space. She needs to have that space. And those who know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Everyone's saying, so that's what it gives space. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7, it talks about old men teaching younger men. And there seems to be this rhythm in the Bible of different stages, different seasons in life. That you're not going to be exactly the same all through your life. Life will change. You will go through rhythms. You will go through seasons. You'll go through changes. And I've learned in life that it's important to ask the question of what season am I in at the moment? Because everyone's season is different. Everyone's place is different. You know, at the moment, the season where I'm in personally is I'm in a season where I've got my children at school. So especially with the youngest in primary school still. And I've got a season where I know that two or three times a week, I need to be back at that school gate at 3 o'clock to pick her up. At times it's really challenging because at times I kind of wish I didn't have to pick her up at 3 o'clock. I wish I had another way. But that's the season that I'm in right now. Pastor Ravine is going to be in that season forever. But no, he's in that season as well. We love it. But no, two of us, if you want to try and meet me and Pastor Ravine at 3 o'clock, there's no chance we can meet you at 3 o'clock. Why? Because we're in that season of picking up from school. You know what I'm talking about? Some of you guys, we resonate with this. You know, I remember those days when sometimes we have to accept where we are at the moment and we have to know what season we're going through. You know, it wasn't long. I was talking with another pastor and we were talking about how much even as pastors we can do together. And this applies to teachers. This applies to teaching assistants. This applies to bank workers, whatever your job is. And he was saying, Jim, we got to realize what season we're in. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, the season we're in at the moment is different seasons from other pastors. Because other pastors have gone past where we are at the moment with children. And they're now the past the empty nesters. Some pastors have never had children. And therefore, they've got a different rhythm and a different season to what we're in. And he says, Jim, you need to accept where you are right now and get God use you in your place where you are right now. Amen. I heard that and I was like, wow. That's incredible. I know it sounds really obvious, but sometimes we need that reminder for ourselves, don't we? Because sometimes we try and compete with other people. I don't use the word compete because we don't compete in church. We want to do the same as other people when we're in a different season to other people. You know what? If you're at the moment, you've got no commitments in the world. You've got no pressures. You can do whatever you want for God. It's incredible. I remember those days. I love them. And slowly, you get different commitments coming at different seasons. And you mustn't compete. I was thinking about this. Imagine a farmer in England at the moment getting really jealous of the apple farmers in South Africa. Because they're going, well, they're harvesting fruit in South Africa. Why aren't I harvesting fruit in England? What would you say to that farmer? Don't be so stupid. Your season for harvest is going to be in September, not in February and March. You need to understand what season you're in life. You know, sometimes I've been in a place in my life where I've wanted to rush through a season that I'm in, and it's not the right thing to do. I need to wait in that season and see what God wants to teach me in that season. You know, to grow as Christians, we need to grow in the season that God has us in right now. We need to grow in the place where we are right now. You know, when I was younger, I was always trying to race ahead. I remember my prayer when I was an 18-year-old. I said, God, could you just skip me forward 10 years' time so I've got my wife and kids and everything else? I hope that I have wife and kids then. Okay. I said, can you skip it forward? Can I just rush through the next few years? I hated study. You know, when I did my Bible college course, did my degree, I was the guy who struggled to get through the course. I used to get my results. I thought I did really, really well in an essay, and I'd get like a 40, which is rubbish, okay, for me at least at that time. I'd only just pass or even fail. And I was the guy who was crying there because I'd really struggled with my dyslexia and writing. And I remember saying, God, please, could you do me a favor? If there's anything I could wish for, anything I could pray for, can you skip me for 10 years? If you can give me all the memories in between, it'll be really good, okay? But can you rush through my life? I wanted to rush forward through life. But I learned a valuable lesson, even at a younger age, that I need to go through everything that I need to go through to become everything God's calling me to be. Someone once asked the question, what in your past would you get rid of and would you change? And I was like, oh, there's so much I would change. And my daughters were talking the other day. This came up, a philosophical conversation of a dinner table, as we have in our house. And my one daughter turned around and said, well, Dad, if life had gone differently, we wouldn't have been born. And it hit me that moment that actually we need to go through the seasons that we're going through to get to where God needs us to be, for us to grow. Guys, I want some of you, maybe you're not in the season that you want to be in right now. Maybe I don't believe God has caused all the bad stuff to happen to you because I really don't believe. I think God can turn around situations. He doesn't cause them all to happen. But maybe you're not in that season. And you're desperate to rush forward in your season right now. I want to say this to you. What is God teaching you in your season right now that you can grow for the future? That you can make a difference for the future? I was really impacted when we did the bereavement course here a few months ago. The couple who led the bereavement course that we had at church, they went through a horrendous season where their son died. And they said this. They said, we wanted to do something good out of something terrible. And out of the season that they went through the process, they went through it so slowly, but they were still really going through it. They were still struggling, but out of that season, they were doing incredible work with other people and bringing hope to lives that needed hope being brought to. Guys, what are we doing in our season? Some of you may be thinking, I want to do more for God, but I've got my kids, they're doing this and that. Hey, enjoy that moment. I remember a moment when I was wishing that my kids, I remember the moments when I thought, yes, when my kids finally go to school, I'm going to be free and I'm going to have all this time in the world. I was like the part-time stay-at-home dad working. And I had all these plans I was going to do when my kids went to school. None of them happened, by the way. Okay, went on. But then I remember I came to Burslem traffic lights. And I stopped at Burslem traffic lights. And I just had my youngest daughter with me. My oldest daughter had gone to school. And I don't like to get too emotional, but I started to get really emotional. I thought, I'm never going to have those moments where we can go off to the zoo together or we can do this other random things together. I said, we're stuck to the blinking school routine now. And I was gutted and I worked out that moment. Why do I want to rush through things? I need to enjoy the season, not enjoy the season, but learn as much as I can sometimes in the season that I'm at, even when they're doing my head in. I need to learn that. For some of you, if maybe you're searching for Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, don't rush that season. Trust me, don't rush it. Okay, no, wife's just come in. I shouldn't have said that. Okay. No. But you know, sometimes you've got to be there. For some of you, you might be like, I'm desperate to join a house group, but I've got kids at home and I can't get to that house group because of my kids, because my kids are young and they've got to be in bed at a certain time. I want to tell you this, there will be a time for you to join the life group at exactly the time you want to be at, but just enjoy your kids while they're younger. For some of you, you're desperate for kids. Enjoy the season where you're in right now. Guys, these are challenges for us. It's really hard for us to do. But there's a season for everything. And if we want to enlarge ourselves, the first thing we've got to do is we've got to recognize the season that we're in. We've got to not try and do something that's not possible. If you're in a season where your work starts at 6 o'clock every single morning, you cannot start the prayer meeting at 7 o'clock in the morning because you're in the wrong season. You need to identify the seasons that you're walking in. We need to stop comparing ourselves with other people who are also in different seasons from ourselves. That's really important. I know I mentioned it earlier, but this is so important for us because each of us is walking a different journey with God. And we need to walk our own journey. And guys, when we identify which season we're in, we need to be acting as how we need to act in that season. I had a grandmother. She was a very eccentric old lady. Whenever she's the only 90-year-old that I knew that had Sky Sports. And if you went in and the cricket was on, she told you to shut up. Okay, because she was watching the cricket, tennis, and racing. And she used to sit next to herself with a little bottle of whiskey and a Black Magic. And that's literally what she lived on. A very eccentric. But she had her summer season was like this. She was a really thin, tiny little lady. And for her, summer started on the 30th of July. And summer ended on the 1st of August. And that was her summer. That's when she would put out the woolly jumpers and she'd not wear a woolly jumper. Her mindset was winter every single day. Have you met those people? Every single day freezing. My mindset's summer all the time, okay? It's a bit different. But she had this mindset of always being in winter and not dressing appropriately for how she needed to dress in the right season. And it's the same for us. We can sometimes try and serve God in the wrong season or the wrong time when things aren't quite right, when things aren't working, or we feel guilty about not doing it. But we need to walk in the season that we are in. We need to be there in the season we're in, walking the way that we need to be walking. You know, it's a real challenge sometimes, different seasons that we're going through. You know, I know if I can share from my current perspective the season that I'm in. I know as a pastor sometimes I wish I could do more. And Pastor Veen's the same when we're doing our school runs and everything else. But I know that I need to walk with my children at certain times. I need to do things right and put them where they need to be. And you know what? As a family, we're journeying through this together. And we're working out how we can do this. And it's not always easy. At times me and Naomi have emergencies that pop up. And then we have to juggle with each other. But because we recognize what seasons we're in, we make sure that we look out for each other and support each other in those seasons. If you're in a season right now and maybe you've got young kids at home and it feels a bit relentless. Guys, I'm telling you, it won't last forever, trust me. But enjoy the season that you're in. If you're in a season where you're studying at the moment and it feels like your studies are relentless, enjoy the season that you're in. Get the most out of the season you're in, whether at university or college. If you're in a season of loss and bereavement, I want to encourage you to pay attention to your pain. See what's happening in your life. See what God is doing. God will bring you through. God will sustain you. But you need to know the season that you're in and don't push yourself too hard. If you're in a season of waiting, I want to remind you, that might be God messaging you there, whistling for you, there we go. But if you're in a season of waiting, you need to remember this, that after winter, spring always comes. After winter, spring always comes. And you may not be as long, quick as you want it, but in the waiting, what is God teaching you? But while you're waiting for the season to pass, I want to encourage you this. We're coming into Clan to the last point. I want you to ask yourself this question. What are your priorities in the season that you're in right now? Sometimes all we want to do is just get through. We want to just go, if I make it through, I'm happy. Sometimes we just bumble through life. Someone says, if you don't know where you're going, you never know if you're going to get there. And sometimes we actually have to know where we're going in life. We have to know where we're heading for. Know the journey that we're going. Sometimes, maybe in the season you're in right now, you just want to curl up on a little ball and hide away. And that's an option. Okay, you can do that. But I want to suggest to you, maybe it's not the best option in life today. If God created you to be a hedgehog, it would work. But he didn't. He created you to be a human. I think I shared earlier, when I was in that season, when I was younger, I remember my children were demanding and getting my attention, and I was putting the wrong diesel and the petrol in the diesel cart and all sorts of stuff and tired. And I just thought, oh, Lord, I really wish my kids would just grow up. Now I'm at the stage where I say, kids, please don't grow up anymore because I can't quite handle it, okay? But sometimes you just got to walk, what are your priorities in it? And I remember when my kids were going through that phase when they were just, I was desperate for them to grow up. I actually remember my priorities was this. I remember one day just being challenged by this and asking myself the question. I said, Jim, do you know what you need to do? You just need to enjoy your kids for the age they are right now. And your priority is to put the best into them now and help them to be the best they can be now. And that's what I did. I invested in them. I really put into them. My priorities as they go, they change. So my priorities at one stage, before I came here, when I was part-time at Burslem, I knew every afternoon after school, I would try and I'd spend time, for example, with my kids. That was a season I was in. And we would play games together. We'd read books together. We'd do all this together. Now, if I try and say to them, shall we play a game together? Shall we read a book together? Okay, and that sort of response. If I'm lucky and they even say hello to me, okay, I'm doing really well. But I've got a different thing now. So when I get back from school, you know what I do? I can write my sermons. I've got that time, that ability, because seasons change, don't they? And the same for us. What are your priorities? And my priorities are making sure they just don't kill each other. Okay, so that's it now. But actually, you know what? We've got to have this. We've got to change it. And sometimes I know in my life at the moment, in the last 2 years, I have constantly restructured. I'm a bit fortunate because of my role, I get to restructure. But I've restructured what I do during the day, when I do during the day, so that I can have priorities for the time it needs to happen. My Naomi, for example, she's every night she reads to the girls. It's been her policy. Even our high school kid now, she loves having a story read to her. And some people turn around and go, well, I haven't got time to read for my children. My wife, she works a ridiculous amount of hours. So do you know what she does? She gets up at 5 a.m. to do her schoolwork so that she can read at 7 o'clock with the kids. Why? Because reading with 7 o'clock with the kids is their priority. Guys, I want to encourage this. With a young family, it's really busy. But I'll tell you this, our priority is to try and get our kids to church as much as we can possibly get our children to church, because we know that if we get our children to church, it's going to make a big difference in their lives. If your priority is not getting your children to church, then you might find in 20 or 30 years' time, your children, their priority would not be coming to church. This is so important for us. However busy life gets, and we get really busy, and sometimes, I know Naomi's looked at it and gone, she has so much work to do. And if you know teaching, and we say, it doesn't matter how busy we are, we need to get our family to church because that is a priority for us. What are your priorities in the season? What are your priorities in the season? Guys, we need to set our priorities. We need to know what season we're in, and we need to say what our priorities are. Whatever season you are in. If you're in a season where you've got loads of time, if you don't do anything with that time, do you know what you'll end up doing? You'll end up watching TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, okay? Insta Shorts. You watch YouTube Shorts, something else. You'll watch a load of rubbish. You'll end up being the expert on Netflix, but have nothing else in life. Guys, you need to have some priorities in your season. What are you going to do? How are you going to take it? What difference going forward? I'm coming into land so you can breathe. Just want to finish off with this. What season are you in? What season are you in? I want you to go home today. I've got the notes on that on the front there online. Ask yourself this question. What season are you in? What are your priorities in that season? Just two questions to ask yourself. Because when you start asking these questions, you start knowing how you can go forward in your situations. You start knowing what you can do, what you can't do. You know, in my season at the moment, with the busyness of family life, I love running, and my dream is to do an ultra marathon. Okay, but that's like over 40 miles. That's the dream in the end. But I know at the moment that that's not going to work for my schedule. I know our family commitments, that's not going to work. That would stretch me to a point of breaking. Okay, lack of sleep and lack of energy. So you need to, in that place, I know there's certain things I can do and there's certain things I can't do. But it's recognizing where you are right now, what season you're in, and saying, God, in this season, help me to grow. Help me to be stretched. Help me to expand myself. Help me to achieve more than I possibly thought possible to do. And this is my prayer for us today. God, in this season, in this place, show me how I can enlarge, how I can stretch, how I can strengthen, how I can lengthen without breaking. That's our prayer. God's got to break us in a spiritual sense, but not in a physical sense. So I want this to be our prayer in a moment. In the next couple of weeks, we're just going to unpack this a little bit more and a different angles for it. But can we stand together? What season are you in? You know what I mentioned at the beginning, that some of you feel like if anything more in your life and you're just going to break. Maybe it's a season that God is encouraging you to slow down. Maybe it's a season God is saying to you, breathe a bit. Maybe for some of you, like when I share some of those stories, you're like, oh God, I'm trying to rush you because I want the season to go quicker. That's you today. Maybe come before God and say, God, please help me to learn what I can learn in this season. Please be with me and strengthen me in this season. Some of you, maybe you are that hedgehog and you've buried yourself today. And you're like a little ball. You're hiding. You're just praying that everything goes really quickly so you can get through this as quick as possible, get it over and done with. But in the midst of the season, maybe God is saying to you, Ashley, I've got some lessons I want you to learn. I need you to go through this season to become everything that you're called to be. If that's the case, pray, say, God, what are you teaching me? What priorities do I need to change in this season? Jesus. 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 Father God, I thank you that you're awesome. I thank you that you created us with a plan and a purpose. I thank you, Lord, that you do take us through seasons. Lord, and I thank you that in the good seasons we can enjoy, it feels like so much light and sunshine. But Lord, I also thank you that in the midst of the dark seasons and the cold winters, that you're still walking with us. You're still standing with us. You're still encouraging us. And Lord, I pray for each of us here today. Lord, I pray that we won't be comparing ourselves with other people because we're in different seasons together, Lord. But Father God, I pray that we're in our walk, that we would walk in the season that we're in right now, Lord, and we would grow in the season that we're in right now, Lord. I pray, Father God, that we'd make the most of the season that you've placed us in right now. To make a difference in the place that you've placed us in, Lord. Lord, help us to have our priorities right. Help us to refocus, Lord. We pray that in your precious name. Can we pray this prayer as we finish? God, in this season, in this place, show me how I can enlarge, stretch, strengthen, and lengthen without breaking. Amen. Amen.